Scott is right that I opened up Psalm 110 on Monday and thought, ooh, that's going to be a fun sermon. And so I did spend a lot of time looking at this message and what it can mean for us today. Let us start, though, in prayer. Gracious and loving God, in the rolling of the hills, in the heaving of the sea, in the starlight gaze, we see you, Lord. In the voice of a friend, in the words of a stranger, in the chatter of a child, we hear you, Lord. In the calming of our minds and the longing of our hearts, we feel you, Lord. Allow me to move aside and let your words be spoken. Amen. I want to ask the question today, who is Jesus? Who is Lord? We'll start by reframing it in kind of a silly way, but if somebody were to ask you, who is, insert your name here, how would you respond? So, if somebody were to ask me, who is Kim? I'm about to celebrate a big birthday this week. It ends in a zero. So, we're going to go through about 50 years of my life. We'll do it real quick, though, right? As a child, you would call me Kimbo, right? Or you would call me Kimberly when I was in trouble. In third grade, I decided I wanted to be a grown-up, and I was going to go by Kimberly, and then we learned cursive, and I went back to Kim. Throughout my youth, I was Kim. I went through a dark period, kind of goth light. My sister is in the congregation. I'm sure she would love to tell you some stories in the narthex after church. Then I went to college, and I was still Kim, right? Graduated from college, and I became school teacher. So I became Miss Rankin. And through that, then I got married, so then I became Mrs. Myers. Then I started working at a church. There's all these little dots of life changing in there. And when I started working at the church, I went back to Miss Kim, right? Graduated from seminary. Officially now, I'm Reverend Kimberly Myers. But I still pretty much just go by Miss Kim and Kimberly when I'm in trouble. That hasn't changed. There are a few people, though, in my life that have known all of me. Right? I realized the other day I was playing the Mahjong, because I think that's what you do when you turn 50. And I was playing it with some of my neighborhood friends, and I realized they have only known me as a pastor. They never knew me as a school teacher, and that's like a huge part of who I identify with, right? My college friends still scratch their heads when we go on trips together and wonder how I got here, as they have known many versions of Kim. But when we ask the question, who is Jesus? Who is Lord? There are many different things that we can say. We can say, Jesus is my teacher. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my Lord, the King of Kings. Jesus is my Messiah. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is dot, dot, dot. And in fact, there is a time in Scripture, I want you all to know, in Psalm 110 is quoted over 30 times in the New Testament. In fact, Jesus is sitting, I love this part, it's in Matthew 22, hold on, I have my readers in here because that's also something you get to start using when you turn 50. Matthew 22, 41 through 46. So Jesus is kind of, we'll say, hanging out with the Pharisees. And they've been asking Jesus questions, and then things switch, and Jesus asks them a question. Verse 41. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? And they said to him simply, the son of David, which made sense, right? Then Jesus said to them, how is it then that David, by the Spirit, calls him, capital Lord, saying, here's quoting Psalm 10 right here. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If thus David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? And the Pharisees, nobody was able to give him an answer. Nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any questions. You see, Jesus quoted Psalm 110 because it names and claims who he is. Do you understand how amazing it is that I'm holding these scriptures in my hand that Jesus held in his? We're studying the Psalms this summer, and the little underline you'll see is Jesus's prayer book. This is the scriptures that Jesus grew up knowing, naming and claiming, and helping him identify who he is to others. The fact that Jesus was just hanging out with the Pharisees, claiming scripture and naming Psalm 110 means that we still get to do the same thing today. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Lord. In fact, as Scott mentioned, Yahweh is usually the capital of Lord, right? So the Hebrew is just so much richer when it comes to naming and claiming who God is, right? We say Lord, 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 Lord. They say Yahweh, which actually means like it's the covenant name of God. It's the name higher than any other name. In fact, God's name is so amazing, you shouldn't even say it. So they replace it with Yahweh. Then the other name that is in this, the lowercase Lord, is the word Adonai, which means my master. So if we were to read Psalm 110, as they read it, it would start with Yahweh says to Adonai. The Lord says to my master. So simply, we have right here, Jesus is Lord. Okay? So you can go about, if somebody were to ask you this week, who is Jesus? You could say, Lord, and be 100% correct. Yet also, there is a very interesting part of this scripture when it talks about the order of Melchizedek. I even wrote it in my Bible to help me out, and it did not. So this is an interesting reference because in the beginning of Genesis, he comes out and gives a blessing, okay? He's a unique leader for one specific reason, that he is both Lord and priest. Which doesn't happen. You can be king and Lord, or you can be priest, but you cannot be both. A priest does priestly duties, a king does kingly duties, and the two shall not cross until him. And the fact that his name is mentioned points out to the fact that Jesus is both king. king and priest. It made me think about if a priest or pastor is doing their job correctly, when they are being their best self, they are inviting you into a deeper relationship with God, right? They are comforting. They are walking alongside you. So I ask you the question, who is Jesus? Can you respond that Jesus is my priest? My person that brings me in deeper. This past week, I have this new rhythm of waking up at 3 a.m. It's grand. I really like it. That's sarcasm. I don't. I enjoy sleeping through the night. But I have been doing that lately. And so I wake up at 3 a.m. and I have some choices to make in my life. I can pick up my phone and I can get on the TikTok or the Instagram and just doom scroll. And just watch funny videos, maybe of cats, maybe of people putting makeup on, maybe of whatever, and just lay there for hours, wasting away my brain. In fact, I think it's called brain rot with the kids these days, right? I can do that, and there are nights that I might choose to do that. Or at 3 a.m., I can connect with my priest, my Lord and my Savior. Somebody once told me that if the Lord wakes you up at 3 a.m., it's because you need to pray. And so I try to do that. I try to name and claim that not only is Jesus my Lord, but Jesus is my priest, the one who walks beside me, the one that can calm my soul at 3 a.m., because we all know TikTok isn't going to do that. But it keeps going. So we have the answer now, Jesus is Lord. We have Jesus is the king who reigns, the priest, the right hand of God. Who is in control of our life? See, this is something else that we don't really talk about these days. We don't walk into a room and think, wonder if I'm going to get to sit at the right hand of so-and-so. It's not really a place of authority anymore, per se, but when this psalm was written, when you say, sitteth at the right hand of God, that means that is the person that is guiding. That is the person that is leading. That is the person that you are putting your full trust in. Into. Is God your leader? Is Jesus the one that you go to for guidance? And then the priest who brings us near. Do you trust the Lord with all of these things? I asked you the question at the beginning, who are you, right? And I was thinking about it, and there really are very few people in this world that know me fully. Very, very few. My husband, my family, but the friends that I have gathered in my life, I have gathered throughout different seasons of my life. The one person who knows me fully is Yahweh, my Lord, my King, my priest. But the question that ultimately I had to ask myself this week is, do I treat the Lord as my king, my guide, and my priest? And Psalm 110 is quoted so often to remind us that this kind of difficult passage is what it does is name and claim who Jesus is. So it's really easy, I think, to answer the question, who is Jesus? Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my priest. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my healer. The question I want you to ask this week is, do you live your lives according to the answer? Who do you look to when you need it the most? Who do you name and claim as your God? Who can guide you? Who can give you peace that surpasses all understanding on your darkest days, on your best days? Who do you look to first? Let us be like David in this psalm and claim that Yahweh Adonai is our God, our Savior, and our priest. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, as we go about this week, we go about naming you, but not just in word. Let us name and claim you in our deed. Let us not just come to church on a Sunday morning. Let us go out and be the church. Let us see you in others. And let us give the grace and the hope and the peace that you would give us to our friends and to our neighbors. We say this in your holy and precious name. Amen.